is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you are well. I hope you are amazing. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know where you're at, but you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to everybody watching live on YouTube. Yeah, just go ahead and on YouTube, punch in Infinity Sports Network, and you can watch this show for free as well. Yeah, we got a lot to do over the next 4 hours. How about this next hour? To talk some NFL action, we're going to be joined by a familiar voice and face. Probably won't see him. It's Trey Wingo. He'll be here. He will be here. A lot of he, you, whys and stuff. He will be here with us next hour to talk some NFL. Yeah, we're getting closer to the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, so much to get into. Eric Spoelstra has words about the Miami Heat and the Jimmy Butler distractions. Dallas Cowboys are still looking for a coach. They don't have one. A popular name thrown around earlier today was Brian Schottenheimer. Not a name that a lot of people would necessarily find exciting. I think it's pretty miserable. How about this? Bill Belichick finally signed his contract with North Carolina. The MVP finalists and additional award winners and nominees, I should say, were announced today for the NFL Awards. There's just a lot to get into. I'm just ready for some championship football. We're running out of football here, people. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show? You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down. And thank you as well to Greg, who is helping hold things down as well. We got a lot to do. Hickey, how you doing? You good?
I am good. Yeah, slowly starting to thaw out. It's getting a little warmer here, so we'll take it. But yeah, hanging in today.
It's good. It's thaw out. It's not freezing in New York. I saw ice in the Hudson River.
It's about 30 degrees today. So compared to what it's been for the last few days, I will take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Something. It's still cold. Like I said, there's still ice everywhere. Thankfully, mostly at least now on the sidewalks, we do a good job here in New York City. One of the humble brags, I guess we can say we have. We do a good job of clearing off the sidewalks.
Okay. Little shot fired at Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, fine.
But other than that, yeah. Well, we're used to it here more. So, I mean, I'd rather have less snow and ice and be bad at taking care of it when it happens versus having more of it and being skilled in removing it, you know?
Yeah, we're better out here. There's a little bit of ice left, but it's mostly clear. It's thawed out as well. And speaking of thawing out, how about this? The guy who said that he does not want or did not want the Buccaneers, or excuse me, did not want the Jacksonville Jaguars job, Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's changed his mind. Now that Trent Baalke has been fired, dismissed, given the boot, shown the door, now that he is gone from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Cohen is now going to meet with them. That is hilarious. I mean, it's clear as day, if it wasn't apparent as of yesterday, that the Jaguars are a dump and that nobody wants to work with Baalke, you have the evidence right in front of you. The man who said that he didn't want to even interview for the job is now interviewing for the job because the GM is gone. Hickey, what's Baalke doing? He having a steak? He's just eating dinner or something now, right? Having a smoke?
I guess, yeah. I mean, what is Shad Khan doing? How do you keep this guy around for so long?
I don't know. But now at this point, do you even want a coach that didn't want you because someone else was there? I guess the interest is still there. Now you got to find a replacement GM, but you got a coach who didn't want you. He don't want you that bad, but you still want him? I don't know. It's like being rejected. And then something happens, you get rejected, and then you come back the next day. It's like, oh, Hickey, do you remember? There was a whole song about this. Remember Mike Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all on. Come on now. What is This is what this is.
I feel like it's a little different, though, if you're Shad Khan, because it's not like Liam Cohen and others didn't want Shad Khan or the Jaguars. They didn't want Trent Baalke. So it's like, at this point, like, you know, if you're Shad, like, it's not you that's the problem.
Man, maybe I'm the jerk. If you rejected me because this guy was here and now you want me, I would interview him, and unless he knocked my socks off, I'd be like, get out of my building. You didn't want me yesterday, but now you want me because of him? You could have been here and I could have got rid of him, but because of this? I don't know. Maybe I'm just being petty. It's a possibility. It's a high possibility. The story continues on with these terrible Jacksonville Jaguars. And I told you, they're not the only miserable-ass team. Earlier today, it was reported that the Dallas Cowboys, according to Clarence Hill of All City DLLS, he said the Cowboys were getting close to hiring Brian Schottenheimer. Now, the name Schottenheimer, people who are football fans, you probably know the name Schottenheimer because his dad, Marty, was a coach in the NFL, God rest his soul. He's gone. But Brian has been around for years. Brian got his start as like an offensive assistant, quarterbacks coach, water carrier, working for his dad when Marty was the head coach of the Chargers. And so Brian has been around for a long, long time. He was a defensive coordinator recently for the Dallas Cowboys when Kellen Moore left. This man has been offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, the Rams, and I remember him mostly as one of these hot, young offensive coordinators that everybody wanted to have when he was with the New York Jets. And he was there longest from 06 to 11, where they ultimately made an appearance in the AFC title game. I guess he's a miracle worker with Mark Sanchez and Thomas Jones and all of that stuff. Rex Ryan's defense. And over time, he's had opportunities to be a head coach. But he's still a young guy. Guy got to be in his, I don't know, 40s, early 50s. But he's not no young spring chicken. He's not in his 30s. He's not the young hotshot. That was like 15 years ago. And so I don't know who the hell in their right mind is looking at Brian Schottenheimer, especially given what we just saw last year with the Dallas Cowboys. Their offense was pathetic, not necessarily because of him, because Jerry Jones didn't want to spend to bring anybody in. They're just going to move him over from offensive coordinator to head coach. Where is the excitement in that? Where is it? And more importantly, yeah, they got all these other names that the Cowboys are reportedly eyeing to be their head coach. You got Les Frazier bringing back Kellen Moore, who's kind of busy right now running the offense for the Philadelphia Eagles. But Michael Lombardi, Bill Belichick's right-hand man, now running things at UNC, the general manager at North Carolina. Michael Lombardi spoke today to Pat McAfee, and he says that Brian Schottenheimer, he could be a great coach.
I think Brian's a really good coach. I think Brian comes from a great, great tradition of coaching. His father, Marty, is one of nine human beings who won 200 games in the NFL, and he can't get himself into the Hall of Fame. It's a complete injustice. Okay. And so I'm rooting for Brian to get this job, to carry on his father's legacy, who was an outstanding coach. I mean, Marty was able to win games, and Brian learned from him. And so I think sometimes when you kind of have this rise and all of a sudden you don't get a job, you kind of learn the essence of the job. I'm sure he's more ready to be a head coach now than he ever was. And I think it would be a smart move for Dallas because it would keep Dak in line. Plus, I know Brian understands how his father ran the operation. Brian knows that Marty was running pretty much everything. It was a philosophically aligned organization. I think it would be a great hire for the Dallas Cowboys. I really do. You know, people get so caught up in, well, what was his offense ranked? What was he does? Did he throw the ball on first down? We're talking about leadership here. We're not talking about play design. I think Brian can be a great leader.
Yeah, he could be, but we don't know. And he could be a great leader. That doesn't mean that it's going to lead to success with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be very clear about it. It's not because of Brian Schottenheimer. And he could be a great leader. It's Jerry Jones' team. That's it. I mean, just last week, we were talking about Deion Sanders and whether or not Deion could come through. And if Deion were to be the coach, is Deion not a great leader? It's one of the greatest defensive players, one of the greatest football players, one of the greatest players that we've ever seen, period. At least he got an ego. He's not going to be carrying around Jerry Jones bags. If anything, he might go to Jerry and just go, hey, man, listen, man, let's just park this for a minute and do this way. At least Jerry's going to listen. I hear Brian Schottenheimer and I hear Lombardi. And he might be a great leader and he might end up being a great coach. I think what's clearer here is that Brian Schottenheimer would just carry the bags for Jerry Jones. Brian Schottenheimer would be in charge of bringing donuts to the facility. Brian Schottenheimer would be picking up the laundry for Jerry Jones. Offensive coordinators, I'm sorry to say, they come a dime a dozen, and a lot of them get recycled. And yeah, sure, he has great pedigree because of his last name. The Dallas Cowboys are never going to succeed until somebody can look Jerry Jones in the eye and just go, no, we're going to do it this way. And if we don't do it this way, I'm gone. It was also reported that Mike McCarthy, that the Dallas Cowboys didn't even have a succession plan in regards to Mike McCarthy. That might be false. It might be true. I have no idea. Would you be shocked if that were the case? That Jerry Jones was so damn arrogant that, oh, Mike is going to take the job and he wants to keep the job that I offer him instead of not having a job? I could see Jerry Jones doing that. Now, Mike McCarthy doesn't have a job. He could have still been a head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Right now, he is jobless. It's not like he's going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not like he's with the Saints right now. This man don't have a gig. Dallas Cowboys are a mess. And so how exciting last offseason was when they brought back the running back corpse of Ezekiel Elliott. How exciting is this offseason going to be for the Dallas Cowboys when Micah Parsons gets a contract later this year at some point in the offseason and Dallas Cowboy fans have to look at Brian Schottenheimer, who's already been in the building for the past 2-3 years, to just inject a shot into the team? This is like me waking up and taking vitamins. There's nothing exciting about that. And Brian Schottenheimer is, there's nothing exciting about him. And yeah, sure, the New York Jets, they go ahead and they hire Aaron Glenn as their head coach. And Ben Johnson becomes the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And I guess you could say there's a little pizzazz around Ben Johnson working with Caleb Williams. Aaron Glenn, oh yeah, great, great defensive coordinator, former New York Jet, great story. He has to have a quarterback. Dallas Cowboys got a QB. But they have the craziest owner that's in the way. And this really sucks. I feel bad for the Cowboys fans because things are not going to change under Jerry Jones. They're just going to stay the same like they've been for the past, I don't know, 30 years. America's team, my ass. He knows how to make money. He doesn't know how to win. Hey, good luck to Brian Schottenheimer. I hope he gets the job. First time for everything, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to talk to me, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you Trey Wingo is going to come through and join us next hour to talk some NFL. We're going to get into Bill Belichick. He finally signed his contract at North Carolina. Don't expect Bill Belichick to come through and take an NFL job. Those are running out. It looks like Sean McVay wants Matthew Stafford to hurry up and pick a job. There's a lot to do. And speaking of coaches, this coach spoke earlier today. His name is Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat. Yeah, the team with the upset superstar player who doesn't want to show up to work. Eric Spoelstra put his thoughts out to the media today on Jimmy Butler. I'm going to tell you what Eric Spoelstra had to say on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs later in the show, whether or not they are really receiving preferential treatment. We got the MVP nominees and award nominees. So we got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We opened up the show by talking about these Dallas Cowboys, who, if you go by reports, which are only reports, maybe Brian Schottenheimer is going to be their next coach. Yeah, that's just as exciting as your spouse walking into the bedroom in a potato sack. It's not something that anybody wants to see. You know, I changed my mind. Hickey, there are some people out there, they want their spouses to wear a potato sack. There's some people that want that. Yep, they are. Anyway, shout outs to Carmelo Anthony. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. No idea who the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys is going to be. If it's Jerry Jones, is going to be, if he had his choice, is going to be someone that can carry his bags. And speaking of coaches, this is not a bag carrier that you're about to hear from. We're going to talk about a head coach in the NBA who has the most job security of anybody in the league right now, especially in the NBA where the players boss people around and coaches sometimes are a byproduct of what the miserable-ass players want to do. Eric Spoelstra is in the midst of an 8-year, $120 million contract that he signed last year. Eric Spoelstra has been a part of the Miami Heat organization dating back to 2007. We all have heard the stories for years about working in the video room and all the work that he's done with the Miami Heat. The man took over in 2008. LeBron James and crew wanted him out of there. Either way, Eric Spoelstra has won two championships. He's been to six NBA Finals. He lost the other four, most recently here with the Denver Nuggets. It's just a miserable, terrible situation, especially more recently now with miserable Jimmy Butler. The guy who the Miami Heat suspended again yesterday for the second damn time, this time for missing the team playing. And it's been reported that Jimmy Butler, to the shock of no one, has taken his own plane to meet the Miami Heat and whatever the hell city that they're going to. Well, yesterday, no can do. The Miami Heat were just like, nah, buddy, you're not going to meet us there. You're going to take the team plane. And so they just suspended the dude. So Jimmy Butler, who's already been suspended 7 games, conduct detrimental to the team, suspended another 2 games. He's done in Miami. The trade deadline is February 6th. They're going to move this dude by then. I gave you a whole soliloquy yesterday about how disrespectful he is to the fans who are spending their hard-earned cash to not see Jimmy Butler play because he's only giving a damn about himself. And I get it. You got a chance to make $100, $150 million on a new deal, go ahead and do it. I certainly understand that. But there's a way. Show up and earn your money. Don't whine and complain and bitch about it. And so Jimmy Butler is no longer with the team. This has been going on for feels like the better part of a month now. The Miami Heat are 21-21. You got Bam Adebayo, you got Tyler Hero, you got Pat Riley, you got people who are going to be there that have to deal with this and the constant questions. It's a pain in the ass. And Eric Spoelstra, who's probably going to be there longer than everybody, Eric Spoelstra spoke to the media earlier today and he told his team, he told everybody, listen, y'all, get over it. It's the NBA. It's going to happen. Listen.
The point that I've made to, you know, to our team is get used to it. Get over it. This is the NBA life. This is the life we chose. If you think that it's just going to be predictable, you're really mistaken. You know, I think it takes a mental fortitude and commitment just to focus on the task at hand. Nothing changes in terms of what the task is. We have a game tonight. We have enough continuity. We know what our identity is at this point. You can make any excuse you want to, but we get to do what we love.
Oh, we get to do what we love. Yeah, everybody's getting a paycheck. And you know what? The thing is, Eric Spoelstra shouldn't have to share that with the individuals in the Miami Heat locker room. The person who needs to hear that the most is the guy who's caused all of the commotion and all of this is Jimmy Butler. And he's the one pushing the buttons to leave because he's not happy because they wouldn't give him a deal. He's a crybaby, man. Can't nobody stand no crying ass baby. People can understand, but not when you're a 35-year-old man. All right? This ain't no toddler at the park. This isn't a kid who, you know, skinned their knee. This is somebody who had their, I was going to say, Game Boy stolen. Oh, my God. What world am I living in? The world that I wish I was in. 1994. That'd be nice. What would a kid be mad about getting stolen today? An iPad? I don't know. You get what the hell I'm saying? He's 35 years old. He shouldn't be acting like a kid. And when he ends up on his new team, he's going to come through and say all of the same nonsense again. Wrong message. I hope he goes to a team. I hope he loses. I will never, ever wish anything negative on anybody except for him. He deserves it. He's acting like an ass. Anyway, someone who's been dealing with a negative issue actually spoke today. And he didn't say anything like Jimmy Butler did about having to find joy and find in a new situation. Mark Andrews, we all saw what happened on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Had that big fumble. Dropped that two-point conversion. That would have ultimately probably sent us into overtime. Gave us more great football. Mark Andrews hasn't said a word. Mark Andrews hasn't said a peep. He wasn't at his locker after the game. He didn't speak to the media at the facility this week as the players cleaned out their spaces. He was AWOL. And so a lot of people had issue with him not standing up and speaking. And I got to ask this. What the hell did you want Mark Andrews to say? He was supposed to take accountability because you wanted him to. He was supposed to say, I sucked. I dropped the ball. We all saw what happened. What the hell else is he supposed to do? This man has been one of the best tight ends in the NFL. And so he's supposed to stand in front of the media. What do we want him to do? Anybody who has criticized Mark Andrews, what the hell do you want him to do? Stand in front of the media and cry? You want him to stand in front of the media and go, I'm going to be better? Like, what do you want? And so he put out a statement today on his own terms. And he basically said on social media, it's impossible to adequately express how I feel. I'm absolutely gutted by what happened on Sunday. I'm devastated for my teammates, my coaches, and Ravens fans. I pour every ounce of my being into playing at the highest level possible because I love my team and the game of football like nothing else. That is why it's taken me until now to collect my thoughts and address this publicly. Even though the shock and disappointment are unlike anything I've felt before, I refuse to let the situation define me. I promise that this adversity will only make me stronger and fuel us as we move forward. I thank everyone who has shown me and our team genuine support these past several days. Despite the negativity, I've seen heartfelt love and encouragement, including from those who have generously donated to the Breakthrough T1D organization. Even when the moment seems darkest, perspective can reveal there's still a lot of light in this world. I'm now going to do my part to bounce back and contribute to it. God bless. Great. Good. And anybody who just wanted to pick on this guy, screw you. Yeah, find something better to do. The game is over. The game is done on Sunday. There's not a damn thing that Mark Andrews is going to do between Sunday night and today that was going to change the outcome of the game. Get over it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as Lamar Jackson said, it wasn't just Mark Andrews who lost the game. They lost the game. He turned the ball over. There was a bad snap. It was just they lost. They did it. Not just Mark Andrews. Everybody has to look for their pound of flesh. Everybody always has an idea as to how somebody needs to react to a situation, especially for a bunch of people who've never been in it before. You don't think Mark Andrews feels like crap? I also think and understand that the man is a professional. This man has been catching footballs his whole damn life, and what a tough job it is, right? Only when it comes with scrutiny. He'll be fine. And the people who criticized him, y'all will be fine too. Until you find something else to complain and whine about. bunch of Jimmy Butlers. Leave Mark Andrews alone. Come on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we talked about Eric Spoelstra. Told you this man has an 8-year contract, $120 million. That's a lot of money. That's a long contract for a coach in anything. You want to know who else signed a contract today? Finally, his name is Bill Belichick. And I guess now that he formally signed a deal, Bill Belichick is not leaving North Carolina. I'm going to tell you why Bill Belichick is likely stuck on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dallas Cowboys need to find and offer someone a contract to be their new head coach. Might be Brian Schottenheimer, might be Les Frazier, might be Rob Saleh. Or whoever it is going to carry the bags for Jerry Jones. Jimmy Butler looking for a new contract, not with the Miami Heat. He wants a contract extension. He understands the Miami Heat are not going to give it to him. And so he's acting like a 2-year-old to try to get his next deal. Bill Belichick is not a 2-year-old. Bill Belichick is, what, 72 years old, 73 years old? He's Hickey, how old is she? 20-ish, right?
20. I was going to say 23. So, graduate age.
There you go. Yep. Now, is she closer to 2 than the 7? Yep, the answer is yes. Okay. Had to do that math in my head real fast. Yep. Bill Belichick is dating someone in their 20s. Now, Bill Belichick has a contract with North Carolina that he finally signed. I know there's a lot of talk about whether Bill Belichick was going to leave and go to the NFL, go back to the NFL. Didn't officially sign his contract, only signed the memorandum of understanding, which is we're entering into this agreement to ultimately do this. And so there was a lot of wiggle room. The New England Patriots have filled up their job opening. Chicago Bears filled up their opening. Not that anybody ever thought that Bill Belichick was going to go to the New York Jets. But the Jets have filled their job opening. And it would be a cold day in hell, I think most of us can agree, before Bill Belichick would ever wake up and go, I'm going to go work for Tom Brady. Or even say, I'm going to go ahead and work for Jerry Jones. I don't see any of that happening. Bill Belichick, not that dumb. He ain't going to the Jacksonville Jaguars either. Not the Saints. So Bill Belichick today finally signed his deal. And this is what his contract looks like. Of course, you're Bill Belichick, one of the most successful coaches in NFL history, sports history. He is getting $10 million a year. This is a 5-year contract that he signed. Only the first 3 years are guaranteed. Now, we've all heard about this buyout with Bill Belichick. If he decides to quit North Carolina, highly unlikely, because I just told you about the job opportunities that are available. It's like trying to choose between, I don't know, do you want anchovies or do you want dirt for dinner? Belichick, he's going to have to pay North Carolina $10 million if he leaves between now and June 1st. I don't see that happening. After that day, he only has to pay $1 million to leave. Or $1 million to leave. Why would he do that? Now, this $10 million that Belichick is going to make, it would tie him for the 6th highest salary in college football. Kalen DeBoer is making 10 a year. Mike Norvell at FSU is making 10 a year. Only people making money than that, more than 10 mil, Kirby Smart, championship. Dabo Sweeney, championship. Steve Sarkisian, I was going to say something else. I'll keep that to myself. Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day, championship. All of these guys are making more money than Bill Belichick. Now, Bill Belichick has plenty of incentives where he can make more money than a lot of these guys. He has bonuses for winning games. Yes, bonuses for going to conference championships in the ACC. Another bonus for winning it. Another bonus for winning a bowl game. Another bonus for going to another bowl game. Hickey, this man, does Bill Belichick need more money? What's he going to do with all this money? Leave it to his girlfriend?
I guess so, or his dog, Nike, right? Don't forget about Nike.
What's that dog going to do with the money?
I don't know, but plenty of people have left a lot more money than they should for their pets, so maybe Nike will get some good food.
Do I?
If Bill passes anytime, I mean.
There's so many thoughts I have in my head that, Hickey, that would get me fired today. I'm going to keep them to myself. I'll share this one.
Okay.
I'll share this one. People are leaving money for pets? This is what, like millions of dollars?
I mean, I don't have any example, a concrete example, but yeah, I feel like I've heard of that stuff in the news, like, you know, billionaire leaves so-and-so for their dog or whatever.
I have never been on a leash in my life, okay? I've never been muzzled. I've never been put on a chain. None of that. Do I need to be? Do I need to be to get some money from these people?
If it pays millions of dollars, doesn't sound like the worst idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't sound like the worst.
You got me curious now. Billionaire leaves money for a pet? Let's see. Okay, I haven't seen that yet. All right. Luxury pet food. No, thanks. Billionaire leaves money to dog. Oh, my God. Multiple billionaires have left money to their dogs, including Leona Helmsley. Okay. She left $12 million to her terrier in her will. A judge reduced the amount to $2 million, determining that $12 million was more than necessary for the dog's care. Oh, my God. Well, thank you for educating me, Hickey. The more I know.
Yeah. And unfortunately, sometimes the more you know.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, Bill Belichick is stuck. He ain't going anywhere. He's making all this money. And to be honest, unless a team suffers just a complete disaster, not even like the Eagles. There was talk that if the Eagles faltered, that maybe Bill Belichick could take over. Nick Sirianni would have to do something real dumb. He's made it to another conference championship game. I don't see Nick Sirianni going anywhere. Bill Belichick is staying. And to be honest, and I don't think this is going out on a limb, you can never say never about anything. I think Bill Belichick, I think his time in the NFL, I think it's over. It's done. Like, don't expect to see Bill Belichick back in the NFL unless there is a catastrophe. Like, we're moving into spaces where we got guys like Brian Schottenheimer who are getting their names called as prospective coaches. This is crazy stuff. And Bill Belichick is so big time, and there's so much faith and confidence that he's staying. They have his opening game. They have his first game of the season coaching North Carolina. It's going to be in primetime. North Carolina is going to take on TCU, and you could see Bill Belichick looking angry at night. Listen to this announcement.
And then, of course, as I've said from about a month ago, reality television. It doesn't get any bigger anywhere in the country than Chapel Hill, North Carolina, because of that guy right there. And he signed his contract today. He's good to go. Bill Belichick rolls into Keenan Stadium, and here come the Horned Frogs at TCU. Little Big 12 ACC matchup, Labor Day night, 7:30 on ESPN. And you talk about setting a tone. What is that going to look like? I have no idea, but I can't wait to see how it plays out. North Carolina has become must-watch TV with that guy right there, Bill Belichick. No pressure.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. I guess I got no choice to watch, but I'm going to sit down and watch. I'll put it to you this way. I haven't necessarily been, you know, going through hell and high water to sit down and watch North Carolina football. I think the majority of the country has not given a damn about North Carolina football ever. I think the majority of the country now is. I think football fans are. This is no different than Deion Sanders coaching Colorado. They were garbage the years before he got there. And now everybody talks about Colorado and and Deion. And Deion looks like he's going to be staying at Colorado. He's must watch just based on everything that's there. Those are the two. And I'm sorry, no disrespect to Ohio State. We could put Ohio State there. We could put Michigan there. But when it comes to must-see TV, it's Colorado and it's North Carolina in 2025. We can throw Texas in there a lot because of Arch Manning. But Bill Belichick has now elevated North Carolina into a space where they've never been. Hickey, am I missing a team? Am I wrong? Like, this is, they put it in primetime for a reason.
No, you're right. And especially with all the movement of players, whether it's in the transfer portal or just the fact that they're there for two or three years, then in the NFL, like, college football coaches are the main attraction. And I'm with you 1,000,000%. Deion Sanders is going to be very interesting next year, especially with now coaching for the first time without his sons. And Bill Belichick's 1A. I think 2023, I mean, probably not to the level of Colorado in 2023 when Deion first got there. And it was remember September, basically everything college football was about Deion in Colorado.
The Rock was going out there. Lil Wayne. It's like, man, is this a football game or a rock concert, you know?
I don't think Bill's going to attract the celebrities that, let's say, Deion did to Boulder.
Let's name some. Michael Jordan's going to show up eventually. You think Michael Jordan be the first game?
Oh, I actually forgot about him. He has to be, right?
Michael Jordan, Julius Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Kenny Smith will show up. Who else am I missing? Worth a damn. Oh, James Worthy. Yeah, but it's tough even thinking about football. Like, who is
Roy Williams?
Oh, yeah. Basketball Roy Williams?
Yes, sorry.
Now, wasn't there a Roy Williams who also played for North Carolina? Am I bugging?
I know Roy Williams was safety at Texas. I don't know if there's a third Roy Williams.
Yeah, I think there was another.
That's brutal, so. Imagine being the other Roy Williams at UNC.
I feel like there was a lot of Roy Williams. Wasn't one a wide receiver at some point, too? Maybe not for North Carolina.
Was he with the Lions in the NFL? I think you're right. Maybe he went to USC. I got to look that up.
Yes, that's right. Here we go. Top 10 all-time players from North Carolina in the NFL.
I thought you were about to pull up a top 10 Roy Williamses in the world. I was going to say, that name's more popular than I thought.
This is one of the worst things on the internet. Slides.
Well, at least there's no advertisements, but yeah, I agree.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bunch of retired guys. Greg Ellis. Oh, now there's an advertisement. Great. Dre Bly.
Oh, yeah.
William Fuller from the 80s. Harris Barton. Man, we going back. Hmm. This is the 80s. Ah, Jeff Saturday, North Carolina.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, Jeff's got to be there.
Bad head coach for the Colts for a little while.
Say the least.
Did you miss him?
No.
Hickey, you miss him? No.
That was the low point of my Colts fandom.
Oh,
my God.
Peyton Manning couldn't call him and go, man, what the hell are you doing? Obviously, Julius Peppers.
Well, you know who number one is.
Chris Hamburger.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's from the 60s. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Well, he can't go.
Legally, I don't think number one will be allowed to attend the game.
Lawrence Taylor. Shout outs to Marty from Westchester. he had this suggestion months ago.
Linebacker coach.
Yeah, linebacker coach, defensive coordinator. Yeah, Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor cannot. He can't show up.
No. Mitch Trubisky, he didn't make the top 10, huh?
No, he didn't. No.
Drake May? I mean, well, he'll probably be.
Nah, too recent. He'd be busy. Think about legends, guys who've cut their teeth already, you know? Yeah, Julius Peppers will be the biggest defender there. Damn.
They had a small white receiver for a while recently that was pretty good. Ryan Switzer. That's it.
Is he in the league now?
No.
Practice squad?
I don't think so. I think he took some sort of coaching job.
Oh, okay.
But he was good for a little bit.
Damn. That's a shame.
He's in the Steelers.
I'm still thinking about Lawrence Taylor. He's going to show up, Hickey. He is. They're going to put him in a...
Oh, boy.
We got to Google this. Is he allowed onto a college campus?
Can he legally show up to the game?
Because this is bad. I'm not joking about it. But didn't Lawrence Taylor get arrested again last year? Violating probation. He went too close to somewhere he wasn't supposed to go to. I feel like that's an annual thing. Oh, boy. Here we go. July 2024, NFL legend Lawrence Taylor arrested and charged with failing to report moving because he's a registered offender. Okay. All right. His attorney at the time said it was a significant misunderstanding. So you know what? Even if he wants to go to a football game, I think it's in his best interest to not go. Stay at home, LT. Stay at home. I don't think Bill Belichick will be inviting him to the sidelines of any games. That sounds like a bad idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lawrence Taylor, he will be probably, hopefully, at home, not at these games. Lawrence Taylor, also a former NFL MVP. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we know the nominees. We know the finalists for the NFL MVP this year. I'm going to share with you who they are and tell you who I think deserves MVP and more awards. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.